Moving from the Senate to Congress, it is time for DC Current presented by LABI. Joining us now on the hotline, 6th District Congressman Garrett Graves. Congressman Graves, welcome back. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing doing great. This is super morning. I mean, we got temperatures that are only in the double digits. I mean, this is fantastic.
I mean, so when we started off the show, it was at 74. 74. That's what we set the thermostat to in the house. So,
it is amazing. I appreciate God turning the air conditioning on. It's fantastic.
Before we get into any topics that we'll be covering this week, obviously, and we had Senator Cassidy on in our last segment, I'm going to start in the same place with you, and that is a nod to our first district congressman.
Yeah. You know, Steve knew something was going on health-wise, and, you know, I think good news is, one, he's got a diagnosis and knows what's going on there. Secondly, you know, I think he's got a good team of doctors that are able to help treat three. They caught it relatively early. And, you know, this is, as he said, this is treatable. And then lastly, Brian, you know, look, Steve is tough as nails. You know, everybody's aware of what he went through before.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm confident that that he's going to be able to beat this. He's a tough guy, and I you know, we're all praying for him and for, you know, Jennifer and the kids, and you know, I think he's going to be able to pull through this and beat this.
Yeah, no, it's 100%, and prayers with the family to be sure. But we were talking about it earlier in the show. If there's anybody who's equipped to do it, it's him. I mean, dude's been shot. Come on. You know, he's got that level of battle to be sure.
Yep.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just saying he absolutely does, and I just appreciate everybody. You know, so many folks that are praying for him and his family, and just supporting him. So great to see everybody coming together.
We got Congressman Garrett Graves with us for DC Current, presented by LABI. All right, let's talk football stadiums. Let's get into it. What brought this about, and where does it go?
Yeah, look, we just had a number of folks that we've been talking to that had these historic stadiums like Tiger Stadium. And Brian, so look, just taking a quick step back, think about your childhood. Think about some of your first exposure to Tiger football. And I remember going to football games when I was a kid, walking up the ramps with my parents, holding hands, with all these people cheering and excited going into games, hopefully cheering and excited leaving the games. And just this whole surreal experience. I remember hearing the stories about Huey Long and how they couldn't get the federal government to build a football stadium to pay for it. So they got them to build dorms shaped like a stadium, and the school or the state simply paid for the field and the stands. And, you know, so just those stories are amazing. And what you've been seeing is these trends of schools coming in and professional stadiums as well, knocking them down and building new stadiums. And we just wanted to have a group of folks that we can get together with and kind of talk about best practices, how to preserve the memories, how to preserve the icons that stadiums like Tiger Stadium are. And that's how this all came about. And so just talking to one another, learning from one another's experiences about how others have sort of charted the course to modernize the stadium, but also protect some of the history and memories there. So that's what this was about. And really excited, great group of people, a lot of interest. And of course, LSU's been great to work with on this.
Congressman Garrett Graves is our guest. LSU, just one of about a dozen or so that are on the a topic of conversation right now. How do you get in? Like, LSU's obviously, like you said, historic to be sure. And by the way, you talk about cheering on the way in and cheering on the way out. My first Tiger Stadium experience was in 1986, and it was a non-conference game and a loss to Miami of Ohio. So 10-year-old Brian was not leaving the stadium feeling on top of the world that night, but, you know.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, look, the deal is, though, if you don't have those every once in a while, then it makes the exciting games less exciting, or it makes the wins less of a, you know, kind of a peak experience. Because if everything is awesome and winning like that, then nothing is, right?
Exactly.
And I hate that it was your first one. But,
you know what? I came back, so to be sure, you know.
No.
So how do you get in on this? What qualifies to make this historic status?
Well, so we've talked about criteria because right now it's just football stadiums. We've had others that have reached out that have other types of stadiums. And so we're trying to kind of work through that now. You know, it started out with a group of us that were just talking about the history and talking to LSU. And so that's how it started out. But I do expect that we're going to kind of formalize some criteria after working through this a little bit more. You know, the idea is, like I said, this is all about just kind of preserving the history, preserving the memories, and figuring out how other schools have been able to do this and do it in a way that that ensures that you're not coming in with bulldozers and just knocking these things down. That was it. You know, as we sit here and deal with all of these crisis issues, like the crisis at the border, the budget, the debt and deficit, the issues with energy policy. I mean, all of the things that, you know, honestly, it's good to have some of these other, I guess I'll call it cat and dog type issues, where you're not fighting with people and you're working together and establishing relationships and trust on a bipartisan basis. And so, look, this isn't our first, second, third, or even 10th highest priority, but it's good to have some of these other issues that you're working together with Republicans and Democrats on, establishing relationships, building trust. And that's kind of what this is about.
Congressman Garrett Graves is our guest. It's DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. I'm glad you brought up that level of priority, Congressman, because something like this comes out and the usual suspects of naysayers are going to be out there. And they're going to make the same cry that they always do. Why is there an emphasis on football and not education? This does not detract from that.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And you know, look, if there's one thing I've learned in this job, being able to find areas where you can cooperate, work together with other people that you know may 90% of the time be battling with, it's really helpful in just establishing relationships. And I can't say it enough. Building trust among different folks to where you start looking at people in a different light. You start realizing, okay, they don't have fangs coming out of their mouth and horns coming out of their head. You know, we can figure out ways to work together with them. And so, you know, that's what this is. That's what this is about. We, you know, we don't always just work on and spend 100% of our time on the top three issues. We spend requisite time on those things, but you know, but it's sort of like investing in a relationship or finding other ways to build trust. And it's an important part of overall success.
We got Congressman Garrett Graves for another couple minutes. All right, we got to shift the topic away from Tiger Stadium over to shrimp. You got another, there's a bipartisan proposal out there right now, bipartisan legislation to ensure the availability of healthy and safe American shrimp. Tell me about it.
Yeah, sure. So look, what this is about, and I got to give a quick shout out here. We worked with Democrat Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who represents the Tampa area of Florida. And I just want to ask everybody, please keep them in your prayers. The hurricane bearing down on them right now looks like it's going to have a pretty significant impact on that whole area on the west coast of Florida. So what this does is, right now there are tariffs that are imposed on shrimp coming in from certain other countries that have been proven to be subsidizing shrimp illegally, dumping shrimp illegally, intentionally trying to put our wild American or Louisiana shrimpers out of business. And so, you know, look, Louisiana shrimp or Gulf Coast shrimp, they're healthier. These are wild product. This is a higher quality in that it's not farmed. It's not illegal chemicals. This is organic, and it's fresher because it's not coming from Asia or elsewhere. But what's happened is these tariffs have been collected, and they're not being used in a way that's helpful to the shrimping industry. So what we did is we dedicated the dollars to things like shrimp inspections, because we found that these foreign shrimp are coming. First of all, they're being transshipped or illegally brought from countries that are supposed to have tariffs on them. And secondly, they're using chemicals, antibiotics, and others that are harmful to our health, and they're illegal. But we don't have a robust enough inspection process to figure out where they're coming from. The shrimp that's coming that has these illegal chemicals. They need to be identified. The shrimp product needs to be destroyed and not just simply shipped to another port where it's unlikely to be inspected there. And it's about marketing, marketing about the health, the safety, the quality of wild American shrimp. So that's what this is about. Our shrimping industry in Louisiana, or gosh, across the whole Gulf Coast, think about this. You've got hurricanes. You've got illegal shrimp subsidies that are coming in. You had the BP oil spill that happened. All of these different challenges, Laura, Delta, Zeta, Ida. Louisiana is the top producer of shrimp in the United States, has a profound impact on us, and, of course, there's the cascade effect on our restaurants and all the products that we make here. And so we've got to make sure that we preserve this important part of our economy, our culture in Louisiana, and that's what this bill does, bipartisan, working with, again, Congresswoman Kathy Castro of Florida and other members of Congress from Texas, Alabama, and other states that have a stake here.
In our last minute or so with Congressman Garrett Graves, this is something that Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser and Commissioner Mike Strain have been very active on with the Certified Louisiana program. How is this different than that program?
Well, this is really complementary in that, you know, we've got to give our shrimpers a fighting chance. Right now, in fact, I was just down on the coast on Sunday, and the shrimp boats that are tied up, folks that aren't even going out because of the high gasoline prices and because of the low price that they're getting for shrimp at the dock, you're increasingly seeing shrimpers just selling their product on the side of the road because they can't afford to put them into the commercial market where prices are so low right now. And so this really is complementary in that it helps to give our shrimpers a fighting chance. It helps to level the playing field. It helps to inform or educate customers about the higher quality of and the health dangers, quite frankly, associated with certain types of shrimp. So this really is complementary to what Lieutenant Governor, Commissioner of Agriculture, and others have been doing, and it's all about just giving our shrimpers a fighting chance and giving us continued access to this wild, organic, superior product as opposed to becoming increasingly dependent upon China and other countries for our shrimp.
I mean, if there's two things that just invoke nostalgia in Louisiana, it's Tiger Stadium and buying shrimp from the trunk of a Buick.
That's it. You can't say Louisiana any better than that.
Hey, roadside shrimp are the best shrimp out there. He's Congressman Garrett Graves. Because you know they came from here, right? That's how that works.
That's it.
He's Congressman Garrett Graves. We do DC Current at about this time every single week. We always appreciate the time. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
All right, thank you.